But I will let Helen come. You're good.
Call's back to order.
Let's go with your stuff first. That's not scheduled yet. We can have Helen come in or Eddie come in.
Okay, this is under administrative. It's the revisements. Frank had to go to another meeting, so he asked me to talk to you guys about this.
Okay, they're the ones that we tabled, right? The Hilltop and the Coon Road or something?
That's what the
Hilltop
minutes show.
Hilltop and Coon Hill Road, correct.
Okay. And what was the reason for tabling? Is it quoted in there?
I don't have any information.
Because Randy wasn't available to...
I don't know what it is.
Well, we tabled them, and unless we got the information, I think we're going to have to table again.
What information were you wanting? Why?
That's my question.
Are we doing improvements to the roads? Why do we need these easements? Is my question.
Coon Hill was a turnaround improvement, from my understanding from Frank. That's the reason requesting this easement.
I'm gonna have to pull the minutes up and see. I vaguely remember the conversation, but I think we gave Frank a list of things to do.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to table these two until tomorrow?
Yes.
Because there's a dirt agreement on for tomorrow.
I move that we table the Coon Hill Road and Hilltop Road easements till 9 o'clock Wednesday, January 20th.
I'll second that.
You will not be here?
I'll call in.
Okay, he'll be at MacBoard?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to jet? I was going to... all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I was kind of planning to go to Jeff with Ron, but he's taken off today.
He's got that real wood. Peter Kinder's got
like
Lieutenant Government. Governor's got some stuff for him. So, and I thinking that Mr. Pennell and Mr. Strophus was going to be gone, have scheduled the day for something else, and I didn't know how we what do we have on the schedule for tomorrow is what I'm asking.
Payroll.
Dirt agreements.
Don't want to miss that.
Dirt agreements, and then Cheryl Davis was going to come over here and talk to you guys about an office purchase.
She needs a copy right here. Is that what you heard?
Yes.
Y'all, speaking of copiers, did you get my email about Extension Center?
Yeah.
Yep, they need a copier too, don't they?
Everybody's needing copiers right now.
Do you have one?
You have a copier.
Yes, I have a copier.
And is Dixie's better than yours?
Yes.
Could you use Dixie's?
I would love to have Dixie's.
No, not have it. Can you just use her? No, Dixie has to have her for confidentiality because it's also the fax machine.
Okay.
So, but could you use hers and we take yours and give it to maybe the extension or think about that, Linda.
I'll think about it. Thank you.
Trying to be frugal.
And we would, and if we could do that, we could kind of come on a first come, first.
That's discussion at 9:05 tomorrow, I guess.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, that's where I'm going, Jim, is because it's going to be a call-in, I guess, right? We've done this once before.
Right.
We all called in and had a gym.
Is there a way we can just postpone her stuff until what, Thursday? We're going to be, are we going to hear? No.
Yes, Thursday we're going to be here. That's our open house for our wellness.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting wellness checked. The HRA. I'm getting that done to me. How about you? Have you scheduled your time?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you have.
Danny's trying to get out of his.
No, I've got the...
No, you're doing
full,
it.
I'm going for a full checkup within 2 weeks.
Find us.
So, I'm not going to be in on that. Mine involves the, chest x-ray. Mine's a total.
Total work. Okay, so I guess my question is, are we going to try to call in? My concern at 9:05 is that at 9:30 we kind of start, and I don't know if we'd be done by then. I can call in, but
you're talking
tomorrow, or we just postpone everything to Thursday.
Well,
What's your thoughts?
Well, everything but payroll, man.
Payroll is...
They have to have the payroll to go ahead and get it out.
We can just call in. I mean, Chuck, you could be here, you could be on the road, whatever. We're taking James' truck. We're planning to.
So reschedule all of Wednesday?
Well, I'm just talking as one. Okay. I'm just throwing it out.
It's all right with me.
You want to reschedule?
Call in the minutes.
Let's call in the minutes and payroll and...
What about the easements and dirt agreement we just post that we have at 9 o'clock?
Why don't we... let's see if we could meet with Frank.
Yeah, if we had some time, we could meet with Frank.
When?
Thursday. Dirt agreements.
Well, what about today? What about today in a...
We can't move dirt agreements forward.
No. You mean it's just been put on there? I thought it was on there last Friday.
Dirt agreements is scheduled for Wednesday.
It's scheduled for Wednesday.
Okay.
Friday is going to work for anyone.
Well, Thursday everybody's going to be here.
Okay.
For those that are in listening land, Mr. Stroff is just gritting his teeth.
It's our kind of musical calendar here, and all of a sudden, there's always a reaction to it.
But on Friday, I didn't know if you were planning on being here.
You're not. Why would we have this without you? All right, I can't start any earlier than what we have scheduled for Thursday. Okay, if we wanted to, and it looks like, Chuck, you've got a press conference for Thursday or something?
Oh, yeah, Jones got a...
What time is that thing? All I got is, I got... Well, the Wreckaway Beach is at noon. I didn't know if you had something separate.
What? No.
Did,
I don't think so.
Your first meeting on Thursday together as a commission is at 10 o'clock with Gary Morgan.
Yep, and we might as well do that right after we get through with Gary. We might as well take care of those other issues.
Let's just put Frank, dirt agreement and easements at 10:30. How's that, Nikki?
Yep.
10:30 on what day?
Thursday.
Okay.
What?
Amend your last motion.
Well, I'm getting ready to amend them all here.
Okay.
And then, no, we can reschedule in time. We don't have to amend that.
Okay.
And then how about the public administrator? Can she come over at that point at, say, 10:45?
I can call her and ask her.
And could someone contact her? That's going to take some... not only some discussion, but some planning. We're going to have to check with some people about who can do what before she gets a copier.
That's the right? Agenda.
Isn't that right?
We just got to see if Linda will give up her copier, and then we can give that copier to Carol and call it good.
Well, then what about the extension? Are we going to do a first-come, first-serve basis, or... I mean, the extension, we put them off last year. They needed one last year, and we put them off, didn't it, Chuck?
Do you know why, Carol?
Well,
hers died, didn't it?
Hers is dead.
It is dead.
We have looked at some price quotes. We found her one for like $3,000. She's trying to stay down on the cheaper end because she knows that she...
Well, do we have any other offices? Does Sewer and P&Z have one each? Are they sharing one?
I can check into that.
But those are discussions that need to be take place before we enter into Carol's deal.
Let's just
ask her to borrow someone's for
we don't have a borrow. Days. Well, the Missouri Extension, are they down?
I haven't heard. But I would assume they're not because they haven't called.
Well, then
are they just wanting a new one?
No.
Last
they've
year.
Been patching it for years.
Well, if Carol's down, why don't we just move Linda's over there to Carol's just temporarily if she's got no copier? What's wrong with that?
I didn't think about it yet.
Yeah.
Let's
all my bids come out on that. I have to really think about that.
Well, I think I saw you in Dixie's office making a copy one day, and that's what started me thinking.
No, I haven't. Never used her. I just followed Nikki in there, though. She,
see, guilty? But you should watch who you hang out with. You shouldn't hang out with certain people. You get accused.
I'll check into every department in the county as I'm thinking on mine.
You know, and Linda, that is a good idea because we're going to have to do some shuffling around
right.
And sharing and
sure.
We don't have a big equipment purchase this
right.
year. We
right.
We've cut our budgets really, really back. And, I mean, we We didn't.
If we can have an office, if we can have someone share with someone that is right straight across the.
Right, right. And you know, I share with maintenance as well, which would put it purchasing, maintenance, and human resources on one. But, you know, we can still look into it. I'm still going to look into that.
Go ahead, say something. All right, we're going to look into it when? When
are we, well, okay, the question is, when are we rescheduling public administrator?
That's what I'm saying.
Next Monday.
Do you want to do it next week? Are you guys committing that you're going to talk about this?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, can't she wait till next week? I mean, what is she doing right now? If she's down, what is happening?
That I don't know. That's probably some of the information she was going to bring forward to you in her meeting.
That she's not going to have?
All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we ask Linda, how jammed is your day today? Have you got time to make a quick call around?
Yeah, I will start calling today.
Well, let's have Carol.
Let's just talk to Linda later today.
But, and we can have Carol come in at Thursday at 10:45, and we can maybe just hear her. At least I don't want to feel like we're putting her off, because sometimes she has a nickname for her office. I think it's like the Forgotten Office or whatever. And so if we want to at least hear her, what she has to say.
Linda, look in proximity where she's at, how close there is a copier within stepping out of her office to, you know.
I may be there by then. That's the unknown. I'm trying to get there between 9 and 9:20-ish. And I might be able to leave a little earlier. But I'm already leaving at 6.
All right, why don't we... We can't go forward, can we?
No. I mean, I just say 10:45 on Thursday, we're going to be here anyway. 15 minutes to present her case. At least, and maybe by then Linda has got some updates for us.
So we'll not push Linda for today.
Well, I think she needs to get her answers as soon as possible.
Okay.
Is that all right with you guys?
Yeah.
So you're going to reschedule, and we've got time, so... Because you're not available Wednesday, right, Danny?
No, I actually took, because I didn't think either one of you guys were available, so I just, I've got a full day of things that I've got to take care of.
All right, what else, Nikki?
So we're done with the agenda for this week? You guys are good with everything on it?
Uh-huh.
With tabling and rescheduling and that.
And the call-in. We'll have the call-in tomorrow morning for payroll and...
Just payroll.
Yeah, minutes. We don't even have to do the minutes.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Call in at 9 o'clock.
It was, took a little pain, but we got it. Now what?
Hello.
When you guys were talking about the intergovernmental agreements meeting prior to...
Yes.
You said update and review. Is that a work session that you want set up?
On the intergovernment to actually do something with their...
No, you were talking about all intergovernmental agreements throughout the county.
Yeah, that was me.
Is that a work session you want set up, like in 2 weeks?
No, I think it's something that needs to be researched.
Who would you want to assign that task?
Basically, it's a clerk's job. It doesn't have anything to do with...
Probably need a work session.
Well, there are intergovernmental agreements with almost every incorporated area. There is...
Who has them now? That's the question.
That's
right?
The question. Nobody knows, see? So, and I had to make a decision... And then when the paperwork was brought to me, it was outdated.
Let's do a work session.
Next week?
Next week. And let's contact all our offices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Linda's got any of that stuff or our office.
Our office has some of it.
Let's contact anybody we can think of. Tell them when we're going
to
meet.
Okay, who do you want to be present?
Do you have
cities? All department heads?
No.
I have a bunch of
just provide us. Can you provide to us these agreements that you know of
I'll make copies.
Or don't have. I mean, just I would send an email to all departments, and that way, when we have a work session, we at least have the data. And I would say that we've got time on Tuesday of next week to have that work session. Is that right? I should have. I should have been Tuesday. Wednesday's out back at Jeff City. So we could possibly do it Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock or 8:30. But what do you guys think next Tuesday, 8:30? We show we're free. I'm not sure I know what that means. But let's just try to do that. If you want to send an email, is it all right to her send an email to elected officials and department heads and say, if you've got an intergovernmental agreement that's either current or expired, would you give us a copy?
Road and Bridge has got to.
Should have some. And then obviously in the work session, have the clerk with us, and she can bring anything that she's got.
Those are the things.
I think the clerk is the one that that we would like to be here. The rest of them, as you said, just if they could
just collect the information.
Collect the information.
And this goes along with the file that we wanted Linda to have possibly in her office to where we could pull intergovernmental agreements and contracts to where if we needed one, we could.
I don't know about that.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are our intergovernmental agreements going to be kept in the commission office or in Linda's office?
They need to be in the clerk's office.
But we did discuss that.
I have a file drawer that has current contracts that you guys have signed this year.
Well, I would think my question different.
I
agree that the clerk is the place for them. Do we want Linda or our office to have a second copy?
I would say in our office because there's no action required of it other than a reminder to renew. Unlike the contracts and the grants, there's usually actions and reports that are due because of that's why we sent Linda to do that. Okay. For the intergovernmental, we don't need to add any more things to her list.
Okay, which I just thought.
And you got to facilitate, you or Jillian have to facilitate signatures anyway.
Right.
So if that's what, that's a thought.
The clerk has their copy, and then we'll have a copy of our own in our office.
Yes.
Okay. Mike, what can we do for you, sir?
I just have a question to ask y'all.
Go.
I have an employee in Christian County that we had got her to go full-time starting January 1st. She worked part-time last year for 20 months, and we're asking if they could waive her 90-day waiting period for her insurance. Christian County had granted it, and now they asked me to ask Hayden County if they would. And all I can do is ask, and Rick sent me over because he said it was up to you all if she could.
Do we have that authority?
He says you do.
You guys changed it from a 30-day waiting period to a 90-day waiting period?
Tell me again, I wasn't listening.
She's worked for us as a part-time last year, and she's put in 20 months, and she's worked 1,984 hours. Prior to going full time. So we're just asking if y'all would waive that, she could get her insurance.
She's going to have it anyway.
Yeah.
90 days. I'll make a motion to waive the 90-day waiting period since she's been a part time employee.
What's the employee? What's the employee's name?
Miranda Davison.
Well, I wonder if we could do that without being posted.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. And
is that something you'd like me to post on Thursday?
Thursday. You have to wait till Thursday.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Then I just come back here Thursday?
No.
You don't have to come by.
Just get
how would you like me to title it?
Insurance waiver. Health insurance waiver. That way we won't be in trouble with sunshine law.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Can you give me the spelling of her name? Just so you guys will have it.
I've got Miranda. That's Miranda.
Davison, okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Is
Will we have to check with our insurance company?
We've got to check with Dixon.
No, I'm talking about with the insurance company that about that. Will we have to check with Akers and Arnie?
You're talking about the open enrollment date? Because they only give a certain...
When you're a new employee, that's right.
I'm sure if there's any questions we can ask.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure we get everything.
So that if you guys do have any questions,
just let her know what's going to happen and see if there's any issues.
Yeah.
That way, if there's not, then no. And if there is, then she'll let us know ahead of time. Then we.
Is she full time now?
She went to full time, so they say.
Okay.
But she was part time all last year.
I mean, 2080 is full time, and she would work, 1900? So she all worked, but probably 32 hour work weeks, 35 hour work weeks.
I thought anything over 1,000 hours, you went to full time. They were split, that could be the difference.
Yeah. Next.
It was brought up in the commission meeting to keep each barn informed. Is that something you want the clerk's office to send official minutes so they can post it?
No, that's easy enough. They've both got
computers
out there, and Frank can take the minutes and put it right straight.
They got internet access. They got everything.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just wanted to check and see.
Or we could just have Frank send an email and say, remind and they'll post a memo saying, remember, you can check meeting minutes at this website. To hear live, I mean, you want to do a memo reminder and just put it on the bulletin board or not?
Nah, I don't. Just send that out there and.
Cool.
I think that's it. And my stuff. Do you want to do the wellness ones here?
Sure.
But can I ask about the HRA? How's that coming? I mean, is that what you're going to talk about?
No.
Okay. Are we getting lots of signed up?
Yes, we have about 40-some signed up currently. That does not include Road and Bridge, which their time will be scheduled on February 16th.
You guys would mind sending out another email? Just remind people?
That was my plan this afternoon.
I've seen
health risk assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Did you ever find the list of auditing they're going to test us?
I emailed her late on Friday. I have not gotten a chance to look at my email.
Okay. Just curious.
I will let you guys know.
My question was, it may help some people decide to do it because there may be a test because it's more than just blood pressure and weight. It's another thing. And there was one conversation I heard, maybe bone density and stuff like that. So I was just curious to see what it is.
And that may be something that's on the bus.
Right.
And the wellness bus will be at the health department on the 29th of this month.
Okay.
But I'm waiting on confirmation back from Mercy.
Is the bus not going to be here?
No.
No, we couldn't coordinate that fast.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Nick? Okay. I wanted to update you all on the complete barcode access control that we spoke of at our last meeting on the Wellness Center. You had approved me up to $1,500, and I found a program called the Gym Assistant that I ordered on Friday that will be arriving this week. It's the Gym Assistant Mini Edition software, a slot barcode reader, which will go with our cards. They can program them to our cards. It includes the mounting plates, the door controller, which we will be able to set, like our hours are 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
It will lock the door. If somebody tries to gain access, it even codes that to see who is trying to open the door, although it will not unlock it. It will be able to track for us who all's in there, how much time we're using the fitness center, so it will help us. It will be very beneficial for our insurance. So I did want to let you know that I ordered that. I had two other quotes, one coming in at almost $2,200 and the other one at $1,920.
And what was this one cost?
This one was 14
$1,496.65 and $20 shipping came to $1,500. $1,516.65.
Was that what we already approved?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold it now. I think up to, so we'll have to amend to $16.
When it comes to accounts payable, we can raise a stink about it.
Okay.
Where were they from?
Gym assistant. That's all online. I ordered it online, so I didn't necessarily look to see.
That's cool. I didn't even know that.
I think it's neat that you got a time frame of whoever's going to be there and how long they're going to be in there and all those things that we can keep track of.
Yeah, you said it'd be great.
Yeah.
On that, we can also add, keep the employees together with their family members. So use the employee ID and then put A, B, C, D
okay.
So they can all be linked together in a database.
And I talked to, is it Melissa? I always want to say something else. Melissa down in 911, right?
Emergency management, yes.
I was like, what'd you say? I said mercy management. Mercy. I talked to her, and they can print a unique card for everybody. I think we talked about it. I went down and talked to her again, for the non-employees, to make sure everyone has authorized to use the facility after they sign the waiver. We can print a very unique card with their picture. It doesn't say anything about Taney County, but it could say wellness center access, and it could be in red versus green. And we have a lot of options to make sure that we track everyone in there is authorized and has the waiver signed.
Do you want their picture?
I would think so. Otherwise, it would just pass from family to family. And
okay.
I'd like to see a picture on it, just so we don't have. There shouldn't be any problems with that. Do you think, gentlemen? I mean, we have that capability.
They got to come
Correct.
In to fill out the paperwork, so
we'll just have to coordinate that with Melissa.
Sure.
Because sometimes she's off-site at meetings.
Right.
She's not always in her office.
If you would do that, but I would think we'd want pictures. Just
okay.
What I don't want is someone losing the card by accident and being able to use it because there's no picture to.
Correct.
I'm gonna keep those updated because whenever they take my first one, I'm gonna.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I don't want to be able to use Katie's card and not have a picture to prove that we don't look anything alike. So.
Thought about doing it, maybe like guest at the top, and then their picture, and then putting wellness center.
Why don't you work it out and give
in
us
red, are you okay with that? Do you want the committee to look at the design of it? And
that's fine. I don't have
you guys
forward?
Work it out and give us a suggestion.
I just don't know how much detail.
I want a picture, and I think we use a green bar on our cards, and this is Haney County. I don't want green on it.
Okay.
I just want to make sure it's distinctive. And I work somewhere, like the other companies I've used to work with, across the top was guest.
Uh-huh.
In red, a red bar just said guest.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't care what else, but as long as it's red and guest and a picture, everything else I don't care about.
I think you better work with Jim.
No. I just want to make sure the word guest is on there because
okay.
No one uses it for something else.
Perfect.
Versus a
we will design it and then bring it back to you guys for final.
I don't
want to
work on it. I just want to make sure the word guest. That's it. Guest and a picture. In red.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. One last thing. Our bike, our recumbent bike that we took up to, I had to take it at. We knew that there was some type of problem, possibly a chip that needed to be fixed. So I took it up to get it diagnosed. It was cheaper than having them come down here. It was like a $40 charge to take it up there and let them tell me what was wrong. They called and informed me that it was a battery and that it needed not only the battery replaced, but some cables where the battery had set. Well, after they replaced that, which was a little bit under $100, they sent me an email and said that now that it's up and running, it was the chip. So it will be an additional $355 plus shipping. Although he did remind me what a beautiful bike we have and what a small thing to fix our beautiful $5,000 piece of equipment. You can read the email as well if you'd like, but $355 plus shipping out is what he said.
How many bikes do we have?
We have two recumbent bikes, we have two ellipticals, and we have, then of course, our three treadmills.
We have one two total bikes.
Right.
So this is half the bikes.
Is there a rowing machine in the deal or anything? Or?
No. A rowing machine? No, sir, no rowing machine.
There is a, and the reason I say that is because in lots of fitness and they have rowing machines. And I didn't know that.
I guess this is what you guys were thinking about, the fee, why I have a fee.
Exactly.
How much was it now? So it's 100 plus what?
Plus $355.
Is there any other maintenance going to happen on those things recently?
Nope. From this point, we do not see anything. Phil has got with me in maintenance and said that he is pretty handy on changing things out.
Okay.
We did know that one needed a battery, and Ryan from the IS department changed that out for us. We just knew that with this one, it was going to be a little bit more in depth with it being something to do with the computer board. And nobody really wanted to take the chance. We wanted to just send it to see what the problem was.
Where did you have to take it?
To Nixa. There's a sister company in Nixa to a Springfield company. And they said if we would bring it there, they would only charge us $40 to diagnose it.
So they're like certified on whatever brand, StarTac or Star?
That's correct. StarTac, yes.
Correct, okay.
I had an interesting conversation with one of the ladies that's on the committee about her taking some classes on different things as far as health benefits of the equipment, health related things, and I told her, I said, I don't even know whether you're asking for funding or whether you're asking for what. She said, no, I don't even know myself right now, but I think it would be nice to have somebody that was available. Of course, I, automatically thought about the paddles. Whenever.
That's funny.
Claire. But anyway, that's...
I hate not to repair the piece of equipment because we've got the investment in it.
How much?
It's about $500.
I know, but how much was the equipment, the initial cost?
Well, that... 19?
Right, 19,000.
I was talking about the individual.
That piece of equipment, it'd be 5,000 new. Yeah. 4,500... What?
We gave 1,500 for them, didn't we?
Was it 2,300 on those bikes?
Yeah, I think it was 2,300, 23, possibly even 2,400.
I thought 1,500 was. There was another item for 15. I'm going off of memory. It may have been 1,500, Chuck. I don't remember.
So you brought it back home?
No, I still have it there. I told them that they needed to wait until I speak with my commission. He did state in his email, it's still my opinion that even with the labor to change it out, it would be well worth it to make the repair given that the bike is not that old and still looks great and in great condition.
But there's something about the cables had to be repaired?
Well, the battery had kind of eroded, a little bit leaked, yes. So they thought it was going to be just really something minor when they got in there to look at it.
I'm going to move to approve that, up to $500. But I really want to have a discussion about this fee that we're talking about, because this is not the only piece that's going to be breaking.
No.
And we got to figure out how much money we're willing to commit to maintenance of these, because if it starts breaking and we don't repair it, then why have it? Yeah. So if we have a separate fund...
Jim, did you visit with... any of the people that I talked to you about visiting with on the Tim?
I talked to Tim. He's
considering.
He's considering. I think there's a lot of people talking right now about help sponsoring this thing that are not governmental departments, but I haven't got any commitment from them. I mean, there was a group of attorneys that work with Jeff Merrill closely that were interested in help sponsoring up to $2,000 for some stuff, and I know I talked to Tim and I think I didn't talk to Acres. Did you talk to Acres?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've sent all kinds of positive response.
But I don't have any more sponsorship. I don't have any more sponsorships.
Basically, what they do and what I'm hearing is applauding us for making the effort.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's basically what I'm hearing too. So, what do you guys think about the repair? I mean, I'm motioning that we do it.
I'm going to second it. I don't. If we got it,
I guess we don't have to vote now. I guess we can put it in the accounts payable. But.
Perfect. Wellness Center was posted. Yes.
Wellness Center was posted.
Yes.
Okay, then I would move that we approve that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. I'd like next. Please don't come back with any more pictures.
Okay.
For a long while, please.
Okay. Now I have two bid awards. Jimmy Russell could not be here today, but he did send his recommendation with me. We have patrol cars, three chargers. Be the first one you're looking at.
Before you, excuse me if I interrupt.
Okay.
Before we get any farther, you all got your word in on charging, and I've been thinking about that, and I don't see a good reason to do that. But I just want that on the table.
Charging to use the wellness center.
Back to the wellness center.
Okay.
You all were just talking about that.
Okay.
And I have had serious thoughts about
this. Well, and I guess my thing is that we just got to have a budget. We needed a line item for repairs just so we don't have to do this every time. And, I mean, there's got to be some amount of money that we're willing to spend for repairs on it. And that's my only concern is if we don't have a fund, then we got to commit to some sort of amount.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm coming from that angle.
And that was our thought as well.
This stuff's going to break. I mean, based off of what I'm hearing, it's going to be used. Yep. Stuff will break.
That's correct.
So, yep. We don't want to have to go to the trouble of amending the budget.
Right.
No.
We
got to fill the deal.
Give direction that we're spending $500 here. We're spending $1,000 this year on
maintenance.
Wellness.
Right. Right.
In addition to maintenance, whatever.
In addition to this cost, since this was an upfront cost, can I ask for that? For it to be $1,000?
I just threw the numbers out there.
It may be more than that.
Okay.
I guess my thing is let's talk about this. And then, I mean, I'd like to have the wellness group come back and talk about after it's open on Friday. You got to give us an update on the HRA stuff and all that. And then maybe we just talk about it that time, Chuck.
And also, that's fine. Also, the issue of soliciting sponsors.
Uh-huh.
I've got some reservations on that. I don't know that I can put my finger on it, but anyway, we can talk about that another time.
Okay.
Can we set a meeting for that?
Just whenever you think you have an update on the HRA stuff, and you guys as a group come back, and I mean, I'd like to have an update in a couple weeks after we've opened this here. You know, with usage, maybe after the program gets installed, maybe 2 weeks or so from now. Is that all right with you guys?
Yeah.
Let's get it going, because we're going to be open for business basically Friday. Right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And your equipment's going to be in and all hooked up by then?
Well, everything but that one item, right?
That's correct.
What I was talking about was the lock equipment and stuff. You think it'll be all ready?
I think it should be here by tomorrow.
Awesome.
So, and I have spoke with the IS department and maintenance, and they're going to get started right away when it makes it
That's
in.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Jimmy, I don't know if Jimmy talked to you guys. Jimmy stopped me after the Republican Club meeting and just told me that Tri-Lakes 4 beat the state bid. Is that what you're going to talk about?
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll start with the three chargers. Tri-Lakes 4 was the only responder. We had went out to bid for chargers in October of 2008, and they not only beat the state bid, they beat the 2008 bid. It was a decrease of $1,635 from 2008 till this 2010 model year. The cost is coming in at $21,561. He's requesting three, which would be a total cost of $64,683.
And he has budget for this?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask a question? I'm new to this whole thing with you guys, two commissioners. The equipment that's the Jeeps that are coming off, I guess he's replacing, do we ever have a first look to see if we can improve our fleet? So is that all right for Linda to go find out what's coming off? What's the process?
It just comes off. And they sit out there and Gannis tell us what they're worth. I mean, what kind of shape they're in. And
can you just
I can get with kind
of just see what they're shaping?
They kind of give us a history on them, okay. Where they've had any trouble transmission.
Who does that? Or
mechanic
shop does?
Yeah.
Okay. I just curious because I know we've got an old Jeep that just probably needs to go away. We got a couple of them that just.
Well, those need to be put in option and not be hanging around.
Yeah, we need to get them off the books. Yeah. I did talk to Rick, and he said that he can sell cars or can be sold anytime.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
He said the auction doesn't help the cars. You don't.
Oh, you don't have to wait till.
He said he can do it a different way and get the same amount of money out. So, okay, so that's the process. Thank you.
Okay, and I will get with Jimmy on that so that he can give me direction on what he's got coming off, and then we'll look to the mechanics and see what they.
So what do you remember, Linda? Did you look on what budgeted for cars? We're looking at 100.
I can pull that up real fast.
Okay.
1,000 or something.
1 second here. You can talk about the other car if you want.
Okay. The next one is going to be the Jeep Cherokee. They came in at $24,642,000. He's requesting 5 of those. The price did increase. The last time we went out to bid was March of 2009, and they increased $651. When we checked it on state bid, there was not a Jeep Cherokee on state bid. The only SUV was a Tahoe, and the Jeep Cherokee is coming in $3,353 less than the state bid.
You guys know what his
Tahoe.
Budget department is?
118 and 19, I think.
Okay.
17 and 18,
sorry. I've got 118 is jail.
117, possibly 117 and 18.
17 is the sheriff. Okay, I'll find it. Go ahead.
So he is requesting 5 of those, which would be a total of $123,210. And again, although it was an increase, it was just a slight increase for a model year, $651.
We budgeted $200,000 for vehicle purchases.
The road exceeded that.
No?
No, right at it.
We budgeted $200,000. He's going to be at 187, 188. So he's within budget.
Okay, what am I trying to remember? He came to us, he had a wrecked Impala. He didn't want to fix it.
That came out of last year's budget. That was in December, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last year.
Okay.
I thought it had something to do with instead of waiting until this year or something. But
okay, what happens, and that's not our problem other than the budget, but what happens if has a wreck or two, or we have an ice storm and he has more than one or two, and we got...
He's going to have to find some other departments. I mean, the insurance is going to pick something up.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got some other money leeway in there.
Okay.
Right. Not a lot. I mean, I see, but he's got other line items he probably can.
Motion for approval.
Second. All those favors say aye.
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 Perfect. Thank you. I have one last thing before I will let you gentlemen go. I was visited last week by a Dina Swan, Miss Dina Swan. She is with the Hiding Place Ministry. She brought me some paperwork on emergency shelter grant. And she said that Tressa used to take care of this, so therefore she handed me this, and so I'm coming to you gentlemen, and basically I guess...
The only thing that I would know to tell you is Joan has been involved in some of that Hiding Place stuff. Wouldn't you take that grant up there and let her work on it so she'd have some idea?
I think that was looked at, and Joan really didn't have time. Now, don't quote me on that.
I have a question. Do we have any administrative as being in previous grants? Is administrative being charged on the grant? Do you have the previous years?
I do have some documentation in here. I kind of thought when she gave me a call and told me she was bringing it over, I thought it was just more documentation on the grant. But when she got here, it wasn't. As a matter of fact, she said that she had brought it over previously in the midst of Tressa leaving and decided that she was going to take it with her till somebody was figured out in that position. She kept it in her car, which her husband cleaned the car. It's been shelved in a garage, so now she's in a tragic hurry, got to get it done.
Is there anything that Barbara Bully can do to help? I mean, she does our grant stuff. Is that something she can do?
I don't think it's that big a deal, and I'm not sure what I'm talking about here, though, but I don't. Tressa just kind of oversaw what
we went through a pain last year. I just remember that hiding place was a big issue last year because no one knew what to do.
Tressa went to grant writing school. I was paid by the county to go to grant writing school, and that's the reason it was handed over to her. I don't know that we have any other qualified grant writers on staff. So that's the reason I'm asking if Joan and them would find or do it themselves.
Make recommendations then to us? What do you think, Chuck?
So you said something, she's in a big punch, got to get this out fast.
That's correct, that's what she said. She said that they've all been awaiting the check, and it was very hard to go back and tell them all that it had been shelved on her garage while they've been waiting, so...
If this is like other grants, and I don't know whether it is or not, and Chuck knows probably as much about if it's real simple or not, but sometimes these grants, if you don't have everything just so-so, they kick them aside. They don't mess with any mistakes or any miss. I mean, it's not like you get two chances. You fill it out. And,
right. You haven't even looked at it, basically.
I haven't. I thought I would bring it to you and... ask for direction.
The only reason this is unique is because normally the department that provides it does the application. We've never required the hiding place to do that. Like when Maggie does one for the sheriff, she's responsible and Linda gets the completed paperwork. Or when IDA does one, Barbara does the paperwork and Linda gets a copy of it. That's why it's a little different because we're not requiring the hiding place or haven't required the hiding place to do the paperwork.
I may be all wet, but I kind of think they do that. I think she does most of the work. But Tressa just kind of oversaw it, and we got to sign off on it.
Do you have a filled out?
There's a report. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that she's put together in here.
Just a minute.
But there is a report that she showed me right on top and said that I could contact this woman at this number to make sure that I'm doing it correctly if I'm the one to do it. And make sure that this is still even the correct form.
I would like it to go to Joan, which will end up going to Barbara.
I'd like for Joan to just look at it. I mean, they've looked at enough grants. Maybe they can figure out if it's something unusual or.
Or she needs to go to Barbara. I mean, it may be just as simple as Chuck's talking about, but I'm not qualified to know what's going on. And hopefully, Barbara can say, just do this, this, and this, and we're done with it. And we end up doing it.
Okay.
What do you think, guys? I mean, otherwise, we got to assign this to Linda or assign it to somebody. That's what you're saying. I mean, somebody has to
right.
do it.
Right. I'm coming to you for direction. I don't know whether you want me to start, you know, trying to figure this out or pass this on.
I don't think that's a wise decision if you've not done any.
I don't think it is either. That's why I didn't. That's why I didn't begin.
Because.
Because I certainly would not.
In visiting with other grant writers, they told me that if you've got any competition throughout the state or whatever, and they come across a grant that's not filled out right, they don't question to say, we're going to send this back and let them have a second chance. They pitch
right,
it,
right.
And
maybe
you lose
she's
it.
Never done what, this.
Why don't
we'll
you do this?
Try.
How about a suggestion is direct Linda to talk to Joan, and then she comes back on Thursday with us and tell her what she found out.
That's good enough.
Just talk to Joan.
Perfect.
I mean, you've talked to Barbara before. Barbara can give some pretty quick free advice on the phone.
She might be able to help her on the phone.
I don't know. But then come back Thursday and let us know, because if you can get more information, then I can say, Linda, you're it. Sorry, you're going to have to do it.
Okay.
I just don't know what we're getting into. You guys all right with that or not? Or what do you think?
I guess I'm okay, but I got a feeling that Lynn's going to take it to Joan and we'll be right back here
That's why I said Thursday. We'll see it anyway.
So
I won't drop it off. I'll stay with it. That way she doesn't feel like I've dropped it off on her. I'll just ask her to look over and see.
Joan's not going to.
Yeah, but Joan will be able to help me.
That's the take I took before. And
I don't think she's. You're right. She's not going to be able to.
So it's just going to come right back to us.
Okay. One thing that I don't want is I don't want the hiding place or the representatives from the hiding place to think that this is our fault, that the grant's not prepared correctly or on time or all those things. That's my main concern. We got a whole bunch of people that are counting on this, and we're going to have the county commission's going to be the ones sitting here holding the bag as we usually are on trying to figure out how the grant gets wrote. And like you said, we don't do anybody else's. If we can get it, we can.
Why don't we, to save a couple of days, why don't we get Linda to go visit with Joan right after lunch and get back to us?
Okay.
When? Thursday, right?
Thursday.
It's the next time we have available.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying later this afternoon.
Right, I'll visit with Joan right away. Are you wanting me to meet back with you this afternoon?
Yeah, just tell us if she can do it, or you could even email as far as that goes.
Yeah, just email us what you find out.
Because if she can't do it, then.
Then we need to look for somebody that can.
Okay.
If we don't find somebody, then we're going to be blamed for it. That's my whole concern.
Okay. I just want to get her done.
Yeah.
That's it.
But this was a problem last year. I remember this conversation last year.
So did we get it done last year? We surely did.
I don't know. I just know it was a huge ordeal. I remember.
I think she mentioned that she had brought this over previously. You know, right around when Tressa left, I'm going to think around April. So this has been hanging out since April.
I don't know. I just remember it was a huge ordeal of who's supposed to fill this out. And I believe, I know it's the same grant. I know it is, because the question was, why this is the only this is the only one like this, because everyone else is responsible for their own application and stuff. So I just remember this. I just remember the hiding place. That's all I remember.
Right.
I don't remember how it got resolved.
And I will let you guys know by email, see what Joan says. Might go ahead and contact Barbara, because although she puts a lot of information together, you know, she said that there's like different parts you have to equal the money out, and sometimes Tressa would call and say, I have to have more money for this, and, you know, to go in this lot, and then they would come up with that, and, you know, at this point, I'm just not educated enough on this to...
We're not expecting you to be that. I don't expect you to, unless you've been through classes, like the county sent Tressa to do the classes, I don't expect you to be responsible for it, and I don't expect the commission to be responsible for it at this point until we find out somebody. Our responsibility lies with them trying to get somebody.
Talk to Joan and send us an email.
Okay,
let's do it that way. That's probably the fastest way to do it.
Thanks.
Thank you. You threw me. You say everybody else is responsible. That's not, I mean...
Pretty much is true.
I mean, we hire Barbara Boley to do...
The application.
Right.
But this is... But, like, Maggie does her own. The sheriff does her own.
Melissa does her.
Or outside people.
But even reporting-wise, they do their own reporting. See, this is... This is application and reporting, but... The sheriff's office does their own reporting. I mean, Alan Cantrell does his own reporting.
What about Melissa with emergency management?
We went through this down. She was not, didn't have the hours.
I know, but I'm talking about how do they get their grants.
She does the paperwork.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So.
But she, remember we went through a debate and they don't have any spare hours or anything like that or something like that. But did we assign Linda as the grant depository person?
Mm-hmm, to hold them all after they were.
We may need to define that better.
Well, one part of that, she would be sure dates weren't missed and things. Mm-hmm.
Right.
She may need to go to school.
And that's the reason I brought it up a couple of different times, because it could be a cheap investment for us.
Yeah, we're something. Yeah. I see. That's all we have on the list, except for Bob's executive session. How you want to do Bob's? And are you guys going to the sewer meeting?
I try to.
They're usually here by now, aren't they?
12:30.
About 12:30, generally.
You just want to have the executive upstairs?
If I can eat. So.
Yeah. Yeah, what'd you say?
They don't have anything brewed up I can eat, so.
Are you on a strict one, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Feel for you. All right, well, let's, shall we recess and then move upstairs and find Paulson? There's dinner right there. Come in. There's Paulson. We got everything all at once.
I got a court appearance of one. I got to get a quick bite to eat.
How about
why
we put, let's put him
Larry?
Up, let's put him up on Thursday.
Is that why you're following okay. Larry?
No, I was coming down the stairs let's, to see if you were.
Let's put him on Thursday. Let's put him on Thursday.
I don't care. Jillian said there's a bunch
Jillian
of stuff.
Jillian wants to have a meeting, but I do too. But
Thursday?
Yeah, I have Christine
Busher
1 o'clock over in court.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 1 o'clock.
It's a perennial.
All right, recess?
Perennial, yeah.
All recess, right.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty